And once again, good morning. Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike. And right now we are joined by Eric Rodriguez and also Brett Sturgeon. And we're here to discuss EAPIS. And until I knew that I was going to be talking about EAPIS, I'd never heard of it. What is EAPIS?
Well, EAPIS is a web portal by which you can submit an APIS manifest. An APIS manifest is an Advanced Passenger Information System manifest that describes the conveyance and everybody aboard all aircraft traveling in or departing the United States.
Okay, and is this set up for the big airliners, or is this set up for the little GA pilot, or everybody in between?
Well, APIS historically has been used for commercial air, and then in 2005 for commercial vessel movements. So cruise lines and large scheduled airlines have been using this for years. Recently, November 18th, 2008, last year, we published in the Federal Register the rule requiring the same manifest submission for all private aircraft arriving into or departing the United States.
Okay, so if I want to take my 172 and fly up into Canada to have myself a $100 hamburger, mm-hmm. I would then have to fill this out?
Yes, you'd fill out the electronic form, submit it to CBP. DHS would take that information, process it, and then give you clearance to actually depart the United States. You do the same thing for the arrival back in.
Okay, now is this different from customs then?
Well, we are Customs and Border Protection. Brett is with the Chicago Field Office, and I'm with CBP headquarters.
Yes.
And we're here to, just to give outreach and to make sure that we can quell some of the fears that have been out there and some of the misinformation that's gone on some of the weblogs.
Okay, so if I file with you guys, with the EAPIS, that I'm going to be going over into Canada for my hamburger, mm-hmm. What's going to happen next?
You're going to file, you're going to submit, you're going to see that you successfully did so through EAPIS, the website, and then you'll wait for an email response from CBP and DHS. In this scenario, when you're departing the United States, you're going to get a clearance response, an electronic clearance response through the email. And that email will tell you, thank you, you're clear to go.
Okay. And then when I get to Canada, am I also going to have customs people meet the aircraft?
That would happen in the foreign country, so I wouldn't really be able to speak to that. But for crossing the U.S. border, with destinations to a foreign port or place, we're going to tell you that it's good to go.
Okay. So let's talk about coming back into the United States. We also need to file with the EAPIS to come back in?
That is correct.
Okay, and so before I leave Canada, come back after my lunch, and I file it, I put it on the internet, and I send it out and say I'm coming back in, and then I'm assuming I'm going to get another email back saying that I'm cleared to come in?
That is correct. No later than 60 minutes prior to your departure from Canada, you're required to submit for permission to come back into the United States. Now, again, the no later than 60 minutes prior to your departure from Canada would have counted if you had submitted that manifest before you even left the United States.
Oh, okay.
You could have submitted both manifests before you left the United States, have both of those receipts in your hand.
Oh, so you make it really simple then. Mm-hmm. So you can file multiple things all at once.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. And so then I'm so I actually filed my permission to leave and permission to come back all at the same time, and I got permission all at once.
That is correct.
So now that I fly back in to the United States, I'm also going to have to clear customs.
That is correct.
Is this EAPIS then the thing that alerts them to come and visit me once I do land?
It's going to help us understand who is coming into the United States, and it'll help us more efficiently process your arrival. So you've already told us exactly who you are and who's with you and which plane you're coming in on. So we can certainly use that information to vet through and see if there's any kind of issues or anything that we need to take care of in anticipation of your arrival.
And I'd like to add, as far as when they come back into the United States, the specific port that they arrive in, they need to contact them as well?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so this isn't your all-in-one house shopping for coming back into the United States. There is additional procedures for clearing customs.
It is in the sense that you're submitting your manifest information, which is required, and your notice of arrival information, which is required.
Okay.
The two are subtle points that are required separately. But what Brett's pointing to is you still need to make sure that someone's going to receive you.
Right.
When you submit this manifest, and you need to still have permission granted from the port, landing rights need to be granted, any kind of notice of arrival needs to be granted, and permission needs to be given to the pilot.
Right, because I can't just fly back into my own private field. I would have to land someplace that has customs, and clear customs before I were to fly back to my own private field.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'd like to point out, because the EAA show is, there's so many private flyers here, and it's such a special event, CBP had Mr. Rodriguez come in here from our headquarters office, and we have a booth at the Federal Pavilion where Mr. Rodriguez is there with Ms. Bernal from headquarters to help the private flyers along if they have any questions. We have computers set up there to do their filing for international travelers. So we're there at the Federal Pavilion for people to stop by, ask questions, and so far it's been a great turnout.
Now, how complicated is to register for filing all this stuff?
It's the same as applying for an account with any other online. It's a secure website. You go in there, you put in the information, you obtain a sender ID, you decide the password, you activate the account, you're ready to go.
Okay, and are you helping people set up accounts here?
No, we've actually had that. It's something. We've got the computer set up, and we've had people set up for accounts. We've had people submit their manifest. I was helping somebody submit a manifest earlier on his way back to Canada tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. And is this... this is for everybody who wants to come inside and out of the United States.
Aboard private aircraft,
whether you're a citizen or not.
That is correct.
This is now required. You said you're over at the International Pavilion?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And is there anything else that we really ought to know about the EAPIS?
I would just like to say that we're working to make improvements. We've gotten a lot of comments. We've gotten a lot of comments since we went live May 18th. The rule was published in November. We started accepting 30 days after the full was fully implemented, and we were able to start receiving manifest information. And we started doing that right away, and we've had a lot of people who voluntarily submitted from December until May. Since May, we've had fantastic compliance, and we've gotten a lot of really good information, a lot of really good insight from the users. We are taking that. We are actively working on making the system very easy, very user-friendly, and we'd love to hear your comments.
But yeah, and that's a good point, because even though the system's in place, it is fluid. We are working on making enhancements and improvements so it makes it more user-friendly for the people that are filing.
Okay, when I want to file a manifest, what am I actually sending on there? You know, things like the departure, destination, time.
Sure.
Where
are you coming from? Where are you going?
Okay.
And aboard what aircraft? You're going to have conveyance information, the aircraft tail number, and some of the other information associated with that. And then information, traveler information on all the travelers aboard, pilot, crew, and passengers.
Now, is it just their names that you required? And
no, it's going to be the information that's used for arrival processing. So it's going to be their travel document, their date of birth, their first and last name, things like that.
Do you have to include passport numbers or driver's license stuff? Or
passports are used for air travel, and yes, that is going to be one of the accepted travel documents.
Okay, and do you also have to declare all your cargo that you're having on there?
No, that's a good question. We get that often. You don't have to declare your cargo, and I think to some people's dismay, you don't have to declare your pets as well. So.
You do or you don't?
You do not.
You
We've
do
had
not.
A lot of people want to know how to manifest their dogs, and that isn't something that we really need.
All right. Well, we do thank you for coming in. Again, we had Officer Sturgeon and Eric Rodriguez, and you can be found in the Federal Pavilion if anybody has any further questions. And you're listening to EAA Radio.